not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have the latest scores, the current league leaders, standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. Before we get to my top three storylines, I want to start off with some sad news in the world of not just professional basketball, but in the world in general, and that's the passing of Bill Russell. Yeah, the NBA Hall of Famer, also multiple NBA champion, also a freedom fighter, passed away at the age of 88. Mr. Russell was an 11-time NBA champion, a 5-time NBA League Most Valuable Player, a 12-time NBA All-Star, also was an All-MVP of the NBA All-Star Game in 1963. He also was a member of the 25th, the 35th, the 50th, and the 75th NBA anniversary teams. In addition to that, he was a two-time NCAA champion, winning back-to-back NCAA titles in 1955 and 1956 as a member of the University of San Francisco Dons. In addition to that, as I mentioned earlier, his not just his great college career and his great NBA career, but also becoming the first black head coach in the NBA, where as a coach he won two NBA championships, 1968 and in 1969. He was awarded with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011. Bill Russell had to endure a lot throughout his 88 years of existence on Earth. From growing up in the Bay Area in Northern California, his parents were from Northern Louisiana, West Monroe to be exact, and Bill, along with his siblings, grew up in Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, and Bill had to endure a lot growing up in the Bay Area, and then from his time attending high school in the Bay Area in Oakland until the rough times that he had being a student at the University of San Francisco, and things, unfortunately, would be bittersweet for him by the time that he got to the NBA, even though he was at the peak of his powers as an NBA player. Unfortunately, he was unable to, eat at restaurants with his teammates when they visited certain cities in the South as well as certain cities in the Midwest. And, of course, things weren't any better due to the racial climate in the city of Boston at that particular time. There were constant racist literature, racist mail was given to Bill as a result of this. And so there was a lot of resistance from Bill and the city of Boston and the Celtics organization for so many years. They were able to make up as the years went by. Bill slowly started coming back around, not only coming back to the city of Boston, but started showing back up again to the Celtics organization and just being a mentor and mentoring the likes of Larry Bird and a Kevin McHale and a Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge, and then later on with Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, and of course current Celtics such as Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, just to name a few. Also, Russell was also a broadcaster as well, working for ABC and then later for CBS, and also working for Turner Sports as part of the NBA on TBS coverage as well. So again, Bill Russell, I mean, definitely was a freedom fighter as well, was a part of the civil rights movement, assisting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., also was a rub shoulders with Jackie Robinson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali, just to name a few. But Bill Russell, man, definitely what a life, not just from a basketball standpoint, but most importantly, from a social justice standpoint as well. Bill Russell passing away at the age of 88. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Brittany Griner situation. There's been a lot of moving parts as of late in regards to Brittany. Recently, Brittany's trial has started, and some developing news that has come from the United States President Joe Biden. Now, again, we're not a political show. We're not deep into – I mean, we are deep into politics, but we don't discuss politics on this platform. However, I just want to give you an update on what's currently going on. On July the 27th, United States President Joe Biden approved a possible trade for Griner and another prisoner that's currently in Russia by the name of Paul Whelan. He was arrested in 2018 for spying in Moscow and is currently at the moment serving a 16-year prison sentence in exchange for notorious illegal arms dealer by the name of Victor Bout, who has served 10 years of a 25-year federal prison sentence in the United States. Again, for some of you that may be still trying to figure out the Brittany Griner situation, in February, Brittany was arrested, and she was arrested in Russia. She was detained at the airport in Moscow, where it was reported that she was carrying cartridges of hashish oil, which is legal in the United States, but it's illegal in Russia. Long story short, there's been a lot of information that has come out recently as to why Griner had the hashish oil on her. She said that it was a doctor's prescription for pain. And long story short, Griner has been recently having her trial. Her trial started right at the beginning of July. That's correct. So Brittany, again, has been in Russia since February, of course. For those of you that are still trying to wrap your heads around what is Brittany doing in Russia, well, Brittany plays basketball in Russia. Whenever the WNBA is having their off season, the majority of their players will play overseas to supplement their income. Brittany has been playing in Russia for a while now, and that's the latest. That's what we have right now. So again, there's a possible trade in place that for Brittany Griner and a prisoner by the name of Paul Whelan to return to America, where Russia could possibly receive illegal arms dealer Victor Bout, who has served 10 years of a 25-year federal prison sentence in the U.S. So, again, there's been a lot of moving parts in this Brittany Griner situation. Brittany pled guilty right around the middle part of July, and then there's been some more moving parts where she's been more open about why she had the hashish oil with her, and now we know that it was a result of a prescription. It was prescribed by a doctor to treat pain. So there's so many moving parts with this thing. This situation continues to unfold, I won't say at a rapid pace, but it's been moving steady. Hopefully that there's some more moving parts made where Brittany can come home, and then the next challenge is going to be whenever she comes home is that what's her mental psyche going to be like? What is her mental health going to be like? She was in a foreign country since February. Not much. She's had some contact with family and close friends and some supporters in the WNBA. It's just going to be interesting how this all plays out. But again, just to kind of keep you abreast on what happens, what the situation is with Russia in terms of the cannabis law. Basically, if you contain over 6 grams of cannabis, you serve 10 years in prison. Brittany had under 6 grams of cannabis. Matter of fact, the number was she had under a gram of cannabis with her, or under a gram of the hashish oil, which is a form of cannabis. And as a result, the U.S. State Department confirmed that Griner was being wrongfully detained. So again, under Russian law, if you have under 6 grams of cannabis, you're charged with a fine, and you serve 15 days in prison, and you're released. Well, unfortunately, that's not the case right now because, again, there's a lot of political parts, a lot of moving parts around. We don't want to get into all the details of that. But, again, that's the latest in the Brittany Griner situation. My next storyline is going to be Liz Cambage. Liz Cambage is one of the premier players, not just in the WNBA, but in all of women's basketball. But unfortunately, the relationship has ended with her and the Los Angeles Sparks. This past week, in another contract divorce in the WNBA, Liz decided to part. Liz and her former team, the Los Angeles Sparks, decided to part ways. The four-time WNBA star was upset because she was not getting enough touches in the post. She felt like she was being left out and not contributing to the offense. Teammates noticed that she had been complaining, been very upset. So as a result of that, they force-fed the ball to her, and it made matters worse because the Sparks would wind up losing to the Las Vegas Aces 84-66. And then one thing led to another. After the game was over with, she rushed to the locker room and had an early exit out of the arena, and she stormed out saying, according to sources, this was her exact words, quote, "I can't do this anymore. Best of luck to you guys," end quote. Now, they were saying that her teammates were shocked at the timing, but not of the end result. And certainly, again, we've seen these contract divorces happen in the WNBA this season with Tina Charles mutually parting ways with the Phoenix Mercury, being claimed off of waivers by the Seattle Storm. And now we have another contract divorce with the Los Angeles Sparks and Liz Cambage. I mean, the Los Angeles Sparks have been through a lot this year. The early part of the year, Derek Fisher was fired, and we have Fred Williams as the interim head coach with the Sparks. And, man, you got to understand, we thought there was so much hype behind Liz. Of course, with the Sparks losing Candace Parker and Chelsea Gray within a matter of 2 years, with Liz coming to L.A., we thought it was going to be new life. I thought it was going to be a new life for Liz in L.A., but unfortunately, it was, as they say, new attitude, but same results in dealing with Liz Cambage. So now, what's next for Liz? I don't know what's next for Liz. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of teams that are definitely going to be, I don't know if who would want Liz. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would want Liz, but I think everything's good with her for right now. I just can't think of a team that would welcome her. Seattle, no. You can forget about Las Vegas. They won't have her back anytime soon. I can't think of another team that would want her services as of this time. Maybe a team, maybe Atlanta, but I think Atlanta's fine with what they have right now with Ryan Howard and Monique Billings and also with Cheyenne Parker. And also another thing that Liz had an issue with was the jersey number. She requested to wear the number 8, but the Sparks informed her that the number would be retired to honor Delisha Milton Jones. So she asked for the number 1, but that number belonged to another player. And Derek Fisher approached this player about giving the number to Cambage, and she politely declined, explaining the number meant a lot to her. So Cambage, she still waited for the number. Time went by, and the young lady that had the number 1, matter of fact, the forward, Amanda Zawi B is her name, she learned that her number was given away via social media. When that happened, feathers were ruffled in that locker room. And then as a result of that, in an unrelated move, the Sparks would suspend Zawi B for this 2022 season. This was all with Derek Fisher was still the head coach of the Los Angeles Sparks. And, you know, again, that organization's been just in bad shape the last few years with a lack of leadership, accountability, just not good at all. And, you know, Liz had her issues from the moment she got to L.A. It just never worked out. In hindsight, the hype was real. As the old saying goes, it was all sizzle but no steak. during Liz's time in L.A. And, of course, we know about the issue that happened with being a member of the Australian team, being booted off of the team as a result of calling the Nigerian players some not-so-pleasant names. And, of course, I'm sure it was a difficult situation when that happened because, remember, Nneka Ogwumike and her sister Chinee play for the Los Angeles Sparks. Both of those sisters are of Nigerian descent. And when that story came out of Cambage reportedly calling players on the Nigerian national team a very, let's just say, an unsuitable name, it was just bound to fail during Liz's time in L.A. But we pray for her and we wish her nothing but the best, and hopefully she'll continue to get back on the court, whether it be in Australia. I hope she can get back and play in the WNBA soon, whichever team that would request her services. And my last storyline is going to be Bria Hartley. Bria Hartley made the WNBA rookie team in 2014. She played at UConn, and during her time at UConn was a two-time NCAA champion. Now, in the year of the 2020 season in the WNBA, she tore her ACL and was ruled out for the remainder of the season. Well, 2 years later, Bria recently signed with the Connecticut Sun, and she had another unfortunate injury. She tore her ACL in her left knee. If you didn't have the opportunity to watch Bria during her time with the Phoenix Mercury, she was like one of the premier players in that organization for that short time period that she was there. And before that, she began her career with the Washington Mystics. But Bria just signed with the Connecticut Sun, like maybe a few weeks ago. But losing her is going to be tough because Connecticut is in the playoff hunt. They clinched a playoff spot. I'll get into all of that in just a little bit. But prayers up for Bria Hartley, and hopefully she can come back strong and be better for next year. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have your scores from the week that was in the WNBA. And also we'll have the current league leaders, standings, and the player of the week. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Wow, the groom looks great.
He does. Never seen a Saints jersey with tails.
Local as black and gold everything. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So now it's time for the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, July the 26th, and we had the Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the defending champion Chicago Sky. Las Vegas would win 93-83. Kelsey Plum, what a season she's having. She's my front runner to win the league MVP. Kelsey finished with 24 points. Chelsea Gray had 19 points. Jackie Young had 18 points. And Asia Wilson had a double-double with 17 points and 17 rebounds. Once again, the final score, Las Vegas 93, Chicago, 83. We move along now to action from Thursday, July the 28th. The Minnesota Lynx squared off against the Atlanta Dream. Minnesota would win 92-85. For the Lynx, Ariel Powers at 25 points. Mariah Jefferson had 14 points. Sylvia Fowles had a double-double with 12 points and 14 rebounds. Also, Kayla McBride finished with 11 points. Once again, the final score, Minnesota 92, Atlanta 85. We also had a great game between the Seattle Storm and the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut would win 88-83. For the Sun, Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 19 points and 11 assists. Dawana Bonner had a double-double as well with 12 points and 10 rebounds. Courtney Williams finished with 12 points. Brianna Jones had 13 points, and Dejanay Carrington had 11 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 88, Seattle 83. The Washington Mystics squared off against the Dallas Wings, with the Mystics winning 87-77. Myesha Hines-Allen, Ariel Atkins, and Natasha Cloud all scored 14 points. Alicia Clark finished with 13 points. Shakira Austin finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Washington 87, Dallas 77. And we had the Los Angeles Sparks square off against the Phoenix Mercury. The Mercury would win 90-80. Diana Taurasi, a.k.a. the White Mamba, man, whenever she decides to hang it up, she's definitely a future first ballot Hall of Famer. Diana finished with 30 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith had 27 points. And Shea Petty finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 90, Los Angeles 80. Let's move along now to action from Friday, July the 29th, between the Las Vegas Aces and the Indiana Fever. It was all Aces, winning 93-72. Asia Wilson and Kelsey Plum both finished with 22 points, and Jackie Young had 15 points. Once again, the final score, Las Vegas 93, Indiana 72. And then we had the New York Liberty going up against the Chicago Sky. Chicago would win 89-81. For the Sky, Courtney Vandersloot had 23 points. Allie Quigley had 16 points. Kalia Copper had a double-double with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Also, Rebecca Gardner finished with 12 points. And Azaree Stevens finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 89, New York 81. We move along now to action from Saturday, July the 30th. We had a good one between the Seattle Storm and the Washington Mystics. Seattle would win 82-77. Brianna Stewart finished with 18 points. Jewel Lloyd at 17 points. And Tina Charles finished with 16 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 82, Washington 77. And then we had the Dallas Wings squaring off against the Atlanta Dream. Dallas would win 81-68. Kayla Thornton and Arike Ogunbowale both scored 21 points. Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 14 points and 14 rebounds. Again, the final score, Dallas 81, Atlanta 68. And finally, action from Sunday, July the 31st, had a good one in overtime between the Chicago Sky and the Connecticut Sun. Chicago would win 95-92. Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 16 points and 12 assists. Allie Quigley finished with 13 points. Emma Mieseman had 10 points. Azaree Stevens had a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds. And Kalia Copper finished with 27 points. Again, the final score in overtime, Chicago 95, Connecticut 92. The Phoenix Mercury squared off against the New York Liberty. It was all Liberty, winning 89-69. Natasha Howard had a double-double with 23 points and 12 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu had a double-double with 10 points and 16 assists. Rebecca Allen and Crystal Dangerfield both had 17 points, and Stephanie Dolson finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, New York 89, Phoenix 69. The Las Vegas Aces squared off against the Indiana Fever once again, and Las Vegas handled their business again in this one, winning 94-69. Kelsey Plum, sensational, finished with 26 points. Asia Wilson and Jackie Young and Teresa Plaisance all had 13 points, and Kaya Stokes contributed with 10 rebounds. The final score again, Las Vegas 94, Indiana 69. A good one between the Seattle Storm and the Washington Mystics. They played again. This time, the Mystics would win 78-75. For the Mystics, Ariel Atkins finished with 23 points. Elena Deladon finished with 17 points. And Natasha Cloud had a double-double with 11 points and 10 assists. Once again, the final score, Washington 78, Seattle 75. And then we had the Minnesota Lynx squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Minnesota would win 84-77. Moriah Jefferson had 22 points. Kayla McBride finished with 15 points. Rachel Banham finished with 10 points. We had Sylvia Fowles had 16 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 84, Los Angeles 77. All right, now let's move along now to the Player of the Week Award. First off, in the Eastern Conference, the Player of the Week for the week of August the 1st, for the second time this year, representing the Chicago Sky, Courtney Vandersloot is the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner. And for the Western Conference, for the second time this year, Kelsey Plum representing the Las Vegas Aces. So congratulations to the Player of the Week Award winners for the week of August 1st, representing the Eastern Conference from the Chicago Sky, Courtney Vandersloot, and representing the Las Vegas Aces for the Western Conference, Kelsey Plum. Now let's move along now to the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA remains Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 21 points per game. Coming in at number two is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. In third is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. In fourth is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And in fifth is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds per game. At number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's averaging 10 rebounds a game. At number two, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. In third is Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. In fourth is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And in fifth is Melissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is assists. Coming in at number one is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 7 assists per game. Tied for second is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky and Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. They're both averaging 6.5 assists per game. And tied for fourth, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces and Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. They're both averaging 6 assists per game. Next category is blocks per game. Tied for first is Ezzie Magbogor from the Seattle Storm and Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. They're both averaging 2 blocks a game. Tied for third, currently Liz Cambage, and we have Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And then in fifth, we have Queen Egbo from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. At number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 63%. From the field. Next up in number two, we have Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. She's shooting 62% from the field. Coming in third is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. She's shooting 56% from the field. In fourth is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. And in fifth is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She's shooting 94% from the charity stripe. Coming in at number two is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She's shooting 93% from the free throw line. Coming in third is her teammate from the Liberty, Stephanie Dolson. She's shooting 92% from the free throw line. And tied for fourth, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings and Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. They're both shooting 91% from the field. From the free throw line. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one, Moriah Jefferson from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 48% from three-point range. At number two is Han Shu from the New York Liberty. At number three is Lexi Brown from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then tied for fourth is Jackie Young and Tiffany Hayes. Jackie represents the Las Vegas Aces, and Tiffany Hayes represents the Atlanta Dream. They're both shooting 42% from three-point range. Next category that we have is going to be steals, and currently at number one representing the Los Angeles Sparks is Brittany Sykes. She's averaging 2 steals a game. And then coming in at number two is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And then tied for third, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, followed by Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm and Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then the last category that we have is minutes per game. Currently at number one, playing the most minutes in the WNBA so far, is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. She's averaging 34 minutes a game. At number two is Brianna Turner, her teammate from the Mercury. At number three is Las Vegas Aces. From the Las Vegas Aces, coming in at number three is Jackie Young. And then tied for fourth, we have Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty and Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. All right, before we go to break, here are the current standings and here are the current teams that have clinched playoff berths. Currently, the team with the best record in the WNBA is the Chicago Sky. They have clinched a playoff berth. They have a record of 23 wins and 7 losses. Coming in at number two are the Las Vegas Aces. They have clinched a playoff berth as well. They have a record of 22-8. Coming in third place, they've clinched a playoff berth as well. The Connecticut Sun, they have a record of 20-10. Coming in fourth are the Seattle Storm. They've also clinched a playoff berth. They have a record of 19-12. And coming in fifth are the Washington Mystics. They also have a record of 19-12. So again, there are currently five teams that have clinched playoff spots in the WNBA. Currently in first place, the Chicago Sky. In second place are the Las Vegas Aces. In third place are the Connecticut Sun. In fourth place are the Seattle Storm. And in fifth place, the Washington Mystics. So Chicago, Las Vegas, Connecticut, Seattle, and Washington are the five teams so far that have clinched playoff berths. Now here are the rest of the teams that are currently in the hunt. Currently in sixth place are the Dallas Wings with a record of 13-16. The Phoenix Mercury are in seventh place with a record of 13-17. The Los Angeles Sparks are in eighth place with a record of 12-17. The Atlanta Dream are in ninth place with a record of 12-18. The Minnesota Lynx are currently in 10th place with a record of 12-19. And the New York Liberty have a record of 11-18, currently in 11th place. And, of course, in last place, 12th place, they are eliminated from playoff contention, and that's the Indiana Fever. They have a record currently of 5-27. So Dallas, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Minnesota, and New York all remain in the hunt for those last several playoff spots. So it's going to be very dicey for these next several weeks as we wind down the regular season and get ready for the playoffs in the WNBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the upcoming games of the week in the WNBA. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360. MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
That's Suma IPA, made with local satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today. A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, here are the upcoming games of the week in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, August the 2nd. We have the Phoenix Mercury squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. The Los Angeles Sparks square off against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then we have the Dallas Wings going up against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time. Then next up on Wednesday, August the 3rd, we have the Indiana Fever squared off against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. The Los Angeles Sparks will square off against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Followed by, we have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Pacific. We move along now to action on Thursday, August the 4th. The Phoenix Mercury square off against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And the Las Vegas Aces square off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And then on Friday, August the 5th, we have the Los Angeles Sparks squaring off against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. They have the Washington Mystics going up against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. Followed by on action on Saturday, August the 6th, we have the Indiana Fever, squaring off against the Dallas Wings. The Fever and Wings will tip off at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And you have the New York Liberty squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we move along now to action on Sunday, August the 7th. We have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. We have the Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Pacific. We have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. The Atlanta Dream will square off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then on Monday, August the 8th, we have the New York Liberty squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. So again, we're winding down the WNBA regular season, and the playoffs are right around the corner. So it's going to be hot and heavy in terms of the teams that have clinched the playoff berths already and trying to vie for either the number one spot or the number two spot. And there's also teams that are trying to get those last remaining playoff berths. So it's going to be interesting as we have several weeks left in the WNBA regular season. Thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of Striving For It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. So long, everyone.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match, two or more, $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum, pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. Visit your showroom today. Cadillac. Be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.